Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Do you have your weather app handy there? I'm dying. I guess we're probably just in for more and more of the good stuff. Is that?
Oh, weather-wise?
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember. I haven't looked at it all week.
I'll look at it right now. Give me 1 second.
I just felt like this week had all, you know, just sunshine stretched out ahead of us. But is it going to get hot? You know, we actually turned our AC on Friday.
You did?
Yeah, it was just blistering. And the house just gets so hot. You know, skylights seemed like a good idea right up until like, I don't know.
Yeah, nice days ahead. Today at my house, I've got 72, 77. Tomorrow, 70, 71, 71. So looking good. Lots of sunshine. Maybe some, you know, partly cloudy. Let me look at another spot. San Francisco is 66 today with sunny skies. 69 tomorrow with sunny skies.
Oh, perfect.
So, and then sun stretched out for the week ahead, too. So looking good, everybody.
Sounds awesome.
Tahoe. Tahoe's looking beautiful as well. Although Tahoe doesn't want you. Just so you know, Tahoe, well, I don't think any city wants visitors right now.
No.
I hear that
out in Tahoe, you know, tons of people from the Bay Area own homes up there, second houses. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are sheltering up there. And the Tahoe, the people who live there year round, the actual residents are like, get out. Mm-hmm. We don't want you. What are you doing here? Stop it. There's only so many grocery stores. Our roads are clogged. Make it stop. We live here because you're not here most of the time.
Right.
All right. It's time for the trash. It's brought to you by the Johnny Mosley podcast. New episodes up every Monday at radio.com. Johnny did an episode with Scott Capurro this week. So they have like this weird, cool friendship. And you know, the few interactions they've had, they really bonded at a secret show that we did live a few years back. And since then, they're, you know, it's a mutual love fest. It's fantastic. And they talked about the draft, too. So if you were at all interested in Johnny's take on the NFL draft today.
Scott's take.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Scott's take is just amazing. He's all about the NFL draft. Mm. What do you think? Around noon for that episode to go up or earlier?
Yeah, sometime around there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. I want to start with Comod. People love it. You know, there's all kinds of benefits going on right now. Mm-hmm. Music stuff that's being done and just, you know, general entertainment fundraisers. Dave Chappelle, Bill Burr, Whitney Cummings, and many more raised $100,000 for comics specifically over the weekend. They teamed up with a comedy store on Sunset Boulevard and raised $100,000 for their less fortunate comrades in stand-up.
I was going to say, that sounds like a regular work day then. I don't think that's...
No, they didn't raise it for themselves. Let's put it that way.
Okay, good. There you go.
This is for their less fortunate comrades, it says. They created 3 episodes of a live on-camera podcast, so you can go back and watch this stuff. Dave Chappelle was actually kind of a surprise guest. He was unannounced for the final episode, which ended up being a virtual reunion for Chappelle's show. He brought it back to his old Comedy Central days and told jokes alongside Donnell Rawlings, Neil Brennan, and Bill Burr. And it was a big, you know, tons of people have watched this already. Social distancing was in effect. Everybody joined from home for this virtual comedy thing. It's weird. You know, you don't realize what a social cue other people's laughter is. You know, and we'll talk a little more about it, I think, in the 7 o'clock hour. I have a thing about SNL coming up. But it's weird to have people doing a podcast that's comedy and doing their jokes. And they may or may not have landed the joke. They don't know because there is no immediate reaction.
Mm.
And it's...
So it's like radio.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, the best that... You know, sometimes when we have a studio audience and I see them laughing, I'm like, oh, that was...
Hey.
Well, we landed that one.
I didn't even know that one was going to be funny.
Right.
All right.
Turns out, woo, I'm a genius. So everybody joined in from home. Whitney Cummings hosted the first episode of The Benefit. Tom Segura. Do you remember Christina Pajitsky?
I do. She did a one of our shows. What was that? Comedy Cocktail?
I think so.
Yeah, she did one of our shows, and you two became best friends.
We're actually still friends. I talk to her fairly frequently. She does a podcast called Where's My Mom's At? Actually, she does a couple of podcasts. But she's married to Tom Segura. So I saw his name and went, Segura. He hosted the second episode. But the big draw was Dave getting the band back together. So
I've never
even
heard of that other guy, though. Tom Segura?
Tom Segura.
Yeah. Segura,
He has a bunch of stuff on Netflix.
Huh. All right.
Yeah, he's funny, you know, and you know, I guess he would have to be able to be married to Christina Pajitsky. You'd need a sense of humor for that chick. So I guess this happened last week, but the episodes are on YouTube and are available today on demand through the Comedy Store channel on Roku, Apple TV, and Xbox. Audiences donated, the people who've watched so far, so I assume that this number can go up. It's been about $100,000 directly to the Comedy Store Family Fund, a safety net for comics with ties to the venue, as well as staff. And this was by text message during the broadcast. Fans can keep donating by texting TCS Family to 41444.
That's nice. It's really a hard time to do a benefit. I with all the people that are with the almost unprecedented unemployment and people not knowing how long this could go and many people not even able to pay their rent. It's a really hard time to get up in front of people and say, send us your money. I know during the NFL draft, they were doing a benefit and I know why they did it. I know, but I also was like, you guys asking for money right now?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
John loved the draft, though. He was saying he wished that they would do it like this. And it is kind of fun seeing inside people's houses. And boy, talk about people who are under kids. There's these people trying to work and trying to make announcements and trying to do their research and trying to figure out who their pick is going to be. And their freaking kids are climbing all over them like monkeys or in the background doing like cheerleading moves.
Mm-hmm.
And just clearly wanting to be on camera. I want to be a star too.
Yeah, I like it too. I don't think it's sustainable in terms of a television show, but because the going into people's homes is neat though, because you also see, you're looking at someone who may have a house full of people living in a tiny little apartment and they're all crammed on one couch. Waiting to hear where this person's going to end up making their money at, and it's I like that visual better than every single one of these dudes in a custom suit walking up from the crowd. It just doesn't have the same. I like it. It's neat to see someone go from where they're at to super rich.
Yeah,
but the idea that you got a custom suit, I'm not interested in that.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, I was happy to see it without the crowds, too. Like, there's always, people just puking in the streets as they're, celebrating the draft. It's just an excuse to go to Vegas for a lot of people.
Right.
It had great ratings, though. Actually, I have a story about it somewhere, but it's, I want to say it's the best ratings that the draft has ever had. But that was bound to happen no matter where or what they did with the draft, because
they have a captive audience.
Nobody's going anywhere. And there's nothing happening in sports. So this is at least sports related. And they're playing tons of, you know, the highlight reels and clips and stuff, which is always fun.
Mm-hmm.
More money. Money, 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 money. There's a project. It's an effort, really, called Project 100. It's backed by Andrew Yang. And it's aiming to provide 1,000 digital payments, sorry, $1,000 in digital payments to 100,000 families who've been the hardest hit during the pandemic. So,
is this the Yahoo guy?
Andrew Yang? No, he's the guy who was a Republican. A Democratic.
Okay. Who's the Yahoo guy?
Wang. Wang?
Oh, okay.
Wong is. Did you used to call him?
I don't know what I used to call him. That's
His
why I'm confused.
His last name might be Yang, and I think you were calling him Wang.
I don't know. We met him. He was a nice enough guy, I'm not trying to go there. I wasn't. I was just curious if that's
no,
who
no,
you were
no.
Talking
this is
about.
The guy who just dropped off the. You know, Trump was trying making a bid for the presidency. Ariana Grande, Stacey Abrams, Rihanna. These are all among the backers of this COVID-19 fund. Called Project 100, and they're saying the aim is $1,000 in digital payments to 100,000 families who've been hardest hit. Obviously, there are business closures. 20 million people have been forced into unemployment. Stacey Abrams is the chick who ran for governor of Georgia.
Uh-huh.
She helped announce the launch of this thing. So far, more than 55 million of the $100 million that they need to do this has been raised. And they list, you know, it's Google and Rihanna's foundation. Late Show with Stephen Colbert gave some money. And then there's, you know, tons of individuals. Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Let me see if there's any other names you'd recognize. Tony Hale from Veep and from Arrested Development.
Is that Buster?
Yeah.
I love Buster.
Me too. Stacey Abrams said the most economically vulnerable are struggling to survive, unable to afford groceries or medicines for their children, let alone cover utilities, car payments, and rent. So, and she goes on to crap on the government, so I won't do that.
I have a buddy who's renting, and I asked him, did you skip rent in April? And he was like, what are you, stupid? Are you trying to get me thrown out? I'm like, I don't know. I thought that's what people might be doing.
Some people are doing that.
I don't have the money. But I absolutely can't be thrown out in the street right now. I'm not playing games with the landlord and whatever laws are in place. So he paid his rent.
Well, that's good.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I thought maybe he was going to take advantage of the opportunity to save a month.
Yeah, well, some, you know, landlords are jumping ahead of that and trying to be nice. Like, oh, hey, I'll give you the month off. And then please pay me the rest of it. I can't afford more than 1 month. You know, it's hard out there on everybody because, you know, when we've had this conversation before, as hard as it might be for you to come up with rent, there's a dude who's got to pay, you know, the mortgage on that building.
Right.
Like he's not some miser sitting in his house collecting your gold pieces and spending them on hookers and blow. I mean, he might spend some money on that. I don't know what your landlord's up to, but. So people who
Sarah,
are wearing.
Nobody actually goes to hookers. Stop. That's just a myth.
Okay. Sure, that's true. Ben Affleck is in the news today. Here's a guy who's, you know, he's worn masks. He's been Batman, for God's sake. He is not letting face masks stop him from smoking. There are some hilarious pictures of him. So the other day when I went to the bank, and this was almost everyone in this bank, they'd clearly been issued face masks.
Mm-hmm.
And they all were wearing them below their nose, which is ridiculous. I'm like, don't even bother. Just take the thing off. Why are you even bothering? That is beyond ineffective. If anything, cover your freaking nose. I mean,
When your face is crammed in the thing, the air gets hot and your lip starts to sweat and you start to get like smelly and you're smelling your own breath and you're all, I gotta.
Well, they still had it over their mouth. I mean, it just was, it was under their nose.
Right. They can breathe through their nose, not smell their breath. And over the course of an 8-hour day, I can imagine there's some time where you say to yourself, I got to get out of this. I got to get out of this.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say that I'm just telling you what they're thinking, which is I got to get out of this. It's killing me.
Well, if I were them, I'd be thinking, yeah, well, I guess I just won't wear this at all. So Ben Affleck is doing the exact opposite. He's a smoker.
I didn't know that. I would have thought that he'd quit, but
well, maybe he's quit everything else, and that's the thing he can't give up. You know, you gotta have your you gotta have your vices.
That was the last thing that I sort of.
But you did it.
Yeah.
But it's just so funny to see him because he's got the mask on and it's just over his nose only, and then he's just smoking out the bottom. Are you looking at the pictures? They're just so funny. God, he's good looking.
You know,
he's beefy these days. Yeah, that's right, Ben. Smoke that butt.
Addiction. It's hysterical.
It is. It's so funny. He just. I mean, that's a thing, you know. I mean, I'm trying to wear a mask whenever I'm around anybody, but God, if I got to hit my cig, you know, I'm going to pop mine.
Right. No, I that's.
Got to do it. Hanging off an ear. Let's see here. And finally, should we let nonviolent criminals out of jail if they are scared of coronavirus? We have. We've let a few people out. There's an ex-NBA guy. His name is Kermit Washington.
I think I know that name. Why do I know
that name? Yeah, well, he was an NBA All-Star. I'm not seeing his team here.
What was he in jail for? Do you know?
Yeah, he stole like $1 million from his charity.
Oh.
He was he's serving 6 years in prison. He's 68 years old. He was drafted in like 1978. He is serving 6 years in prison for running a bogus charity scheme and stealing about $1 million that was supposed to help starving and HIV positive children in Africa. So he raises the money and then is like, party.
Jesus, Kermit, come on.
I know. So he says he's at a high risk of death or serious illness from COVID-19, extreme high rate of infection, number of deaths of inmates in the nationwide prison system. He's citing all these things. He's just trying to get out of prison. He actually was scheduled to be transferred to a medium security prison in mid-April, but was afraid that, as they were transferring people around, they'd be spreading this thing. And he was moved to this new prison despite his objections. So do we let this guy out? Nonviolent.
Yeah, I have a hard time with this because I realize, like, for example, there are people who were arrested and put in jail for pot. And now pot's legal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's super weird for someone to be in jail on a pot sentence when pot is no longer enemy number one. So does that guy get out? I have a hard time saying no. I mean, but stealing from a charity,
it's gross.
If you're coming up to me and you're saying, what's your opinion on this? My opinion is no, he does not get out of jail. And I have I know Gavin's like, well, we're going to let the nonviolent or the people because we don't want them. I guess it is cruel and unusual to subject them to coronavirus, but you know what would have been a great way to avoid it? Behave
yourself.
Not
doing the crime.
Not end up in jail. And then maybe you'd be in your own home.
That's where I
hiding from coronavirus.
And it's funny because, you know, as much as I feel for someone who's in there for a nonviolent reason, you still did the thing. And here's your sentence and you serve the sentence. I mean, I suppose if you could get out for 6 months, say, and then go back in and still have to serve that 6 months, maybe we could make a deal with that. Get you out of there so you live long enough to serve your sentence.
Yeah,
all right,
I don't
Vincent.
Know.
Yeah, what's coming up?
I have a really fun story about a $500,000 bet to lead with.
All
after
right.
These.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.